customers who had deposits in these banks can rest assured. I want to rest assured they'll be protected and they'll have access to their money as of today. That includes small businesses across the country that bank there and need to make payroll, pay their bills, and stay open for business. No losses will be, and I want, this is an important point, no losses will be borne by the taxpayers. Let me repeat that. No losses will be borne by the taxpayers. Instead, the money will come from the fees that banks pay into the deposit insurance fund.
President Joe Biden speaking from the White House this morning in response to the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank late last week. It is the largest bank to fail since the 2008 financial crisis, with around $200 billion in assets. SVB was a favorite for tech startups and venture capital firms, but their clients began pulling their money last week as rumors swirled that the bank was facing a cash crunch. Yesterday, regulators also shut down Signature Bank, another regional bank in New York. It sparked panic in the industry and has many Americans worried about a bigger financial crisis. And joining me to talk about all this is Zach Warmbrot. He writes the Morning Money newsletter for Politico. Welcome to Press Play, Zach.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Okay, so parse that, if you will. Biden saying there that this is not a bailout. What does that mean exactly?
So he's saying that, you know, essentially there's this deposit insurance fund that already exists
that
to support.
That banks pay into.
Exactly, yes. And it's paid for by fees on banks. And so at this time, you know, they're not tapping into taxpayer funds for this, but, you know, there is a limit on that insurance fund. So, you know, if we get into losses, you know, in the zone of like more than $150 billion, you know, that's when, you know, taxpayers might start having to foot the bill here.
Right, because Treasury backstops it, right?
Yes.
All right, so let's go. Well, another question is, so that means all the depositors are now made whole, right? Even if they had deposits in the bank above the $250,000 FDIC limit. So they will get their money no matter what.
Yes, that's right. That was the big focus for the regulators and for Treasury, saying you get all your money on Monday.
Okay. So has that calmed things for this bank and its depositors and for the larger system?
It's still pretty choppy out there, to be honest with you. You know, the market, you know, last I checked was overall up a little bit, but some of these bank stocks are still down by quite a bit, including these regional banks that are kind of part of this community of the banks this size, like Silicon Valley Bank.
So the stocks in those banks may be down, but what about the health of the banks themselves? Because that's two different things.
Yes, and that is the question everyone in Washington is trying to figure out right now. And it's kind of the case with these bank collapses is that you don't know what's happening until it's happening, and that's true of, you know, what the regulators can see as well. So, you know, what's happening is, you know, people are asking questions like the management problems, you know, the business decisions that were made at Signature Bank and Silicon Valley Bank, are those systemic? You know, are other banks susceptible to you know, these over concentration in certain, you know, pools of customers? You know, are other banks susceptible to interest rate risks as the Fed has been hiking rates? And that's part of the story. And then you just pile on. Now everyone's worried about the banks. So then that kind of fuels this vicious cycle where perception can really can cause a runaway issue.
Well, isn't that exactly what happened here with this particular bank, Silicon Valley Bank, that there was a panic, an old-fashioned run on the bank, and that perhaps it was just contained to this one particular bank?
Yeah, that was absolutely, you know, what really pushed it over the edge is, and this has been reported and documented, is, you know, this bank, you know, catered to venture capitalists and companies they invested in. And, you know, once they got whiff of an issue at the bank late last week, they started pulling their money en masse. So absolutely. And I think, you know, talking to, you know, one of the board members of Signature Bank, which is the other bank that closed this weekend, who is former Congressman Barney Frank, he also attributed it to like a run and a fear.
Well, that's kind of ironic that he's on the board as the author of Dodd-Frank, which regulated banks or imposed stricter regulations on banks.
Yes. And what's interesting is that, you know, Congress and former President Donald Trump actually kind of, you know, relaxed parts of his law in 2018. And Congressman Frank, you know, encouraged that to some extent while he was on the board of this bank. And now he's saying that those changes had nothing to do with the collapse of the bank he was overseeing.
Well, what were some of those changes in 2018?
Yeah, the big focus in 2018 was you had kind of a years-long lobbying effort after 2010, after Dodd-Frank went into effect. You had a lobbying effort by you know, what we call mid-sized banks or regional banks. So you know, not the smallest of the small guys, but not like the gigantic, you know, global banks like JP Morgan, kind of the middle group there. And they had really pushed for several years to get, you know, a little easier treatment under that law, you know, what they call tailoring of regulations, you know, based on their size and complexity. And so they succeeded. And so the heart of that 2018 change, which was bipartisan, and signed by President Trump, was that, you know, many of those banks got a little lighter touch from the Fed.
So this particular bank, Silicon Valley Bank, invested in U.S. Treasury bonds, which would seem to be a pretty safe investment. So would more regulation have altered that? Is it too hard to say with 2020 hindsight?
I think I think in terms of the impact of the, you know, the law change in 2018, I think that's still being debated, but absolutely worth looking at and will get attention. But then there's a bigger question too, is, you know, the Federal Reserve has examiners who are on site at these banks and keep an eye on the operations. And there is a real question of, you know, were they asleep at the wheel, or did they feel inhibited in terms of raising questions about what was coming at Silicon Valley Bank? And so that's another area where I think you're going to see a lot of attention.
So the bank invested in these treasury bonds, and the interest rates went up, and that lowered their value. And I guess all of a sudden investors feared a loss of liquidity and pulled their money en masse last week. So I guess what led to that? Because interest rates have been going up for a while, lowering the value of these bonds. Why all of a sudden?
I think if you look at their customer base, it's, you know, like I said, you know, venture capitalists, tech startups, and they've been getting crushed by rising interest rates because it's meant less easy money flowing to them as well. And so they are also, you know, need all the cash they can get. And I'm sure we're already, you know, pulling it from the bank. And so it was just kind of a cycle, but much of it driven by the Fed.
And as you say, a lot of these startups were investing in the bank. The bank also invested in them in many small companies, many of whom were investing in new climate technology and cutting edge products that might reduce global warming or what have you, and are getting tax breaks from the federal government. What happens now that this bank is out of business? Where do these small startups go for investments?
So, you know, I think, you know, they, if everything goes according to plan, based on what the Treasury Department and the regulators say, all of their deposits at this bank, they'll get. And so, you know, they won't take a hit from that perspective. And I'm sure what the plan is to try to find another bank to take over that business. And so, you know, they shouldn't take a hit from that. Like I said, I just think the bigger challenge for them is just in terms of them getting, you know, capital now that the Fed has raised interest rates. Right. But the flip side of what's happening now is that with this economic uncertainty, it's hard to see how the Fed is going to continue hiking interest rates and kind of, you know, tightening the screws to the economy. So, you know, that might actually work in some of those tech startups' favor.
Right. All right. Zach Warmbrot, he writes the Morning Money newsletter for Politico. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Coming up, why the Manhattan DA is reviving the Stormy Daniels case. The Legal Eagle is here next on Press Play.